Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Athletico Mints. I hope your Christmas cake has been baked and that it has been fed alcohol on the eighth bell of every day. Imagine, if you possibly fucking can, that you are an extra in the fantasy adventure Lord of the Things. You are dressed as a naked orc with a bald cap, tiny sharp teeth, weeping and seeping sores cover your body, and an egg-based oil has been rubbed into your flesh to give it an unholy sheen. You were summoned to the set and positioned next to another similarly dressed bloke. All right, mate, you say? We're dressed the same, must be part of the same gang in this film. I don't fucking think so, comes the reply. I'm just here delivering the steak bakes for the crew. It is, of course, my co-host, Mr. Andrew Dawson. Yeah, that's who it is. Oh, Mr. Steak Bake. With your bulbous moon face, oh Mr. Andrew, complexion like fondue, oh Mr. Film Set, bedsheets of flannelette, pillow stubbed with tab bends, only showers on weekends.
Yeah!
Good afternoon to you, Andrew.
And good afternoon to you as well, Robert. Every time I think that the intro song has run its course, somehow it gets revived back to life, and I think it did there. Although I've got to say, having me cast as steak bake delivery man isn't necessarily a bad thing. Quite content with that.
No, it's nice, mate. That's put a right sheen on your face. You've got a bit of colour in your face today, Andrew. Have you run upstairs?
I think it's just the lighting in this room. It's got like a kind of a yellow. Yeah. A yellow lampshade, so I probably look a bit jaundiced, perhaps. Is that what it is?
You do a little bit, yes. Are you using your low energy bulbs, you know, these modern bulbs?
This one is. It's one of them that looks like a couple of little, like, drop hoop pipe things joined together, not like a conventional bulb.
Very well explained.
That could be a new game we do. Describe a bulb.
I hope I get the standard Osram. There's some queer shapes these days, isn't there? It's quite futuristic.
I've not even bought any new bulbs for quite a while. I've been quite lucky with my bulbs, so I don't know. But I will check out the range.
But you know the one you described, the drop hoop bent curved one?
Yeah.
In my childhood, that would have been the end of a ray gun.
Exactly.
You know?
How far we've come.
Stray Man, it says on your T-shirt, Andrew.
That is from the Top Flight Time Machine podcast that I also...
And what does Stray Man mean?
It was about the concept of finding yourself usually drunk and lost in a town or a city after the last public transportation system has gone, usually skint and with a night ahead, having to forage for yourself and being stray. Like a stray cat, but in man form.
It brings back nice memories, that, Andy. The one that immediately comes to mind, I did that in Reading. Woke up on the one-way system. Stray man.
Yeah.
Sad stray man.
Me and me mate.
Penniless.
Me and me mate ended up at a house party in Hebburn one night and then realised it wasn't for us and then had to walk across some fields for about 2 hours, thinking we were taking a shortcut, but I think we just went round in circles for a bit. Drink can do that to you.
Why wasn't the party for you? Was it not? Did it not have meat snacks?
There was no snacks at all. There was no meat products, and the other people over there didn't seem to like us. So,
all right. Well, ain't you know that does surprise me, Andy. It really does. I've got some wife's questions.
All right.
The first one, first of all, of course, she says hello, Andy.
Hello, the wife. Yeah.
Hi, Andrew. If you had been alive in the 19th century, do you think you would have been a grave robber? I do.
I would have certainly considered it. I mean, it's not a very pleasant thing to do, but I mean, you got to make a living, haven't you? Maybe I would have gone down the Sweeney Todd route of killing for pie content. Don't know. We can only speculate, well, really, can't we?
But I know yes. Why the wife said it, because you look a bit like a mole. You look like a digger. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh, I like a dig now and again. Yeah.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
Second question, Andrew. Do you allow your cat to use the litter tray, or is it just for your usage?
I don't have a cat, so that's negated that freaking question. So, no, but I will say this. Me dog, last night, during the night, did a little piss against me treadmill, which I thought was
good
quite
lad.
Unpleasant. I woke up to that.
What's he called?
Morning. Oscar.
Is there any particular reason?
What, any reason why I call him Oscar?
Yeah, is he an actor or something? Why is he Oscar?
I don't know, it just felt like a nice name. We were going to call him Jeff originally when we got him, but it didn't stick.
It just didn't stick.
You know, a dog doesn't look like its name. It doesn't feel like it's going to work out. So Oscar was the backup.
Andrew, comes the third question.
Yes, the
Would
wife.
You agree that all the cuts of meat, you look most like a turkey crown?
That's really, really well observed, I think.
I think it is too, yeah.
I can't think of anything. Obviously, it would have to be a white, dry meat. And there's no meat more white nor dry than the turkey crown. So, brilliant observation. I can only say yes. And thank you for that.
Well, I know, and thanks for participating. What are you up to today? Cause
I've got a dilemma for tonight. I was hoping you'd help us out with that. I've got two choices of what I can do tonight.
Go on.
Choice number one is to go and watch Sunderland versus Morecambe. In League One, in near freezing conditions, with that new storm looming. Was it Storm Bacharach, I think?
Bacharach, the new one. Yeah.
That, or I can go to the Newcastle City Hall and watch the Human League performing their classic 1981 album Dare in its entirety.
Well, I think, would you be taking your son to the match?
I'd be taking my son to the match, but he's
would
not fussed.
Would you be
fussed.
Taking your son to... Would
I'd
you
be
take...
taking my daughter to the gig.
Ooh. Well, if it is helpful, Andrew, I think it's very, very clear that you go to the Human League.
It's really obvious, isn't it?
I've got to be honest. It's up to you, but...
I love my football team, but, you know, sometimes you can't go. There's other things to do.
Well, I hope that's the decision you make.
The Human League, they're also supported by Altered Images, led by Claire Grogan. So,
oh, that's nice, isn't it?
You know. It's going to be a lovely night out there, isn't it?
That will be a nice night. Well done, you.
Thank you.
I went to Middlesbrough on Saturday to see Swansea match.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it was cold.
I know.
You know, we got a result, so it was kind of works out all right. But if we hadn't, I would have regretted that quite deeply.
We've had two home matches in the last week, and they've both been really cold to the point of where, like, my knees were really sort of creaky. Achy at the end when I got up, but it's not for me.
It's funny, me mate sat there behind the goal, you know, like wondering, having a chat about which part of our body would go first, and we both said it would be our feet.
Yeah.
But it was our knees that went down, both of us, it was our knees.
It's the knees, it's when you get up and you don't realise, but it comes to us all. I've got a couple of names, do you want to choose from a couple of names?
Go on then.
First up, we've got Don Bonkers. Sounds like a wacky sort of fella, but he's actually incredibly miserable. And the constant reaction from strangers to his name, Don Bonkers, just makes him more miserable because they expect him to be quite jovial. He says he'd like to change his name, but he hasn't got a pen. So there we are, that's Don Bonkers. Or you could be Probe Tube 2022.
No, I don't want to be a Probe Tube,
Andrew. Probe Tube 2022 has been retooled and relaunched with new curves for smoother access.
No, thank you.
Or you can be Honky Tonk.
Do you know I'm going to be Honky Tonk? I love the name Don Bonkers, but he's not what he turned out to be. I don't know what the word is for that.
You could take it on and retool it, like the Probe Tube's been retooled. It's up to you.
So, Andrew, if you're an Athletico Parsnip subscriber,
you
will know that the lads at Infinity Rocket Plastics are using a technique called a hot derrick.
The hot Durek,
remember
yes.
talking about that? Mm-hmm. The electronics, Wi-Fi, I don't know what
very
it is.
State of the
to
art,
listening
yeah.
to phone calls between some high-profile football managers. Mm. Got another couple through this week, Andy.
Oh, good. Good.
So I think I'll play them.
Please do.
The first one is between Eddie Howe and Steve Bruce.
Good.
Steve Bruce again.
Yes.
So it starts off with Steve Bruce. Ah, oh, hiya, Eddie. How's it going, pet? Shame you only got a draw against Norwich the other night, but it's something to build on, isn't it, sweetheart?
Yes, it was very, very frustrating. Just wanted to inquire if there was any way you ever managed to motivate this squad, because I'll be fucked if I know how to.
Ah, oh, I know what you mean, darling. Have you tried to just keep out of the way? They always seem to be a lot happier when I left them to play on the phones and that.
That's very interesting, because one of the first things I did was to ban mobile phones from the ground and the fucking training facilities.
Oh, that's a bad move, that is, Cupcake. You'd better give them extra sausage rolls and beer to compensate. Oh, and give Shelby plenty raw liver.
Well, that's a blow, because I've just put them all on a vegan diet because I read a book saying that it was the best thing to fucking do.
Oh, you're making a rod for your own back there, Treacle. You have to get your head around the fact that they're all basically happiest when they're idle and when they're eaten.
Well, what do you reckon if I promise them a 2-hour pig-out session in a Toby fucking cowry if they get a win? Do you think that might fucking work?
Do you know what? I think that might just do the trick, Cheeky Cups.
Thank you, Steve. That's extremely fucking helpful. How are you getting on?
Ah, fine, thanks, Eddie. I'm mainly on the eBay buying tat, and I'm really enjoying watching the daft videos on the TikTok. I might do one myself, like putting a bet on and buying some new slacks.
That sounds fucking excellent. I wish you all the best with that fucking endeavour. See you, Steve, and good fucking luck.
So, nice little... they're just hot Derek'd at the right moment, I reckon.
They're hot Derek'd right in there, haven't they? Just a key moment, yeah. Very good. Did you say there was another one, or are you going to save the other one for later on?
I might save it up, you know. Sadly, I've got a poem, Andrew.
You've got a poem?
I've got a poem, yeah.
You can call us Andrew if you want, yeah, whoever.
I suppose I should do it as John Cooper Lockdown, to be
honest.
Well,
yeah, that'd be for the best, I think, yeah. Go on then.
Neck end chops and thin cut ham. One comes from a pig, the other from a lamb. Sirloin steak and cod in parsley sauce. One comes from a cow, the other from a horse. Long thin veg and liver by the pound. One comes from the insides, one from underground. I'm locked down, Gary, how do you do? I used to stack the shelves at the B and the fucking Q. So that's a poem, Andrew.
That's a poem. Good. Got that out of the way. Tick. Did you see that Tyson Fury has insisted that he doesn't want to be shortlisted for Sports Personality of the Year?
I didn't know that, Andy.
And he's going to take legal action against the BBC if they shortlist him for it.
I wonder on what basis that would be.
Because it's against his will, I think. I don't know. It's in a what would you call it?
What do you think? There's something called anti-shortlisting legislation or something.
There might be. I mean,
law that says you must not.
You're the solicitor. I don't know, but surely you've got to give permission to be shortlisted for something. Anyway,
I doubt it.
Anyway, I just want to say I don't want to be shortlisted for the Sports Personality of the Year either, and I'll take legal action as well if they do.
It could have been your year, Andy. That's so sad.
If I'm not going to win, I don't want to be shortlisted.
Oh, it's like that, is it?
Yeah, it's like that. I'm not even ashamed of it. Would you like a quiz?
Go on, then.
Okay. It's called Boing, Quack, Pop, Lights, Peanuts, Quack, Oops, Ping,
Oh yeah!
Oink, Diamond, Thwack,
Give me just a little more time.
Astronaut, oink, boing.
What?
Now then. What? We'll see it again.
What? No, I'm thinking there's four items.
No, there's not. There's three.
All right, fair enough.
Unless you think peanuts is one of them. No. What it is, we go across now to Asda, to the Christmas decoration selection that they have.
Oh, God, right.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. Now, we've got three items, all from the George range, so they're all good quality. Quality is guaranteed, built in.
Right.
So, here we go. You can have a three-pack of Cat Astronaut Baubles.
And I'm pricing these most expensive.
Pricing these, yeah. You know the drill. Highest to lowest, or lowest to highest, it's up to you. A three-pack of Cat Astronaut Baubles. I chose them because I know you like cats. A 24-pack of Acrylic Diamond Drop Baubles. Right. Or 200 warm white LED string lights with multifunction. I'll go through those again if you'd like me to.
I'll go...
And I'll take any questions you've got.
I'll go... Oh, you'll take questions?
I'll take questions.
OK, which is the most expensive?
No, I'll not take that question.
Well, I think it'll be the strip of lights, the 200 lights.
200 lights, you think that's the most
then
expensive?
Then the three bulbs, and then the diamond droplets.
So the three-pack of Cat Astronaut Baubles is more expensive than the 24-pack of acrylic
yes,
diamond
drop
baubles.
Saying.
Oh, you fucking cunt.
Oh, it's a nice feeling.
Well, it's good, isn't it? I mean, it rarely happens to me, but it does feel good. You have attempted and conquered Boing, Quack, Pop, Lights, Peanuts, Quack, Oops, Ping. Oh, yeah, Oink. Diamond thwack. Give me just a little,
more time.
Astronaut. Oink. Boing. Congratulations.
Don't know if you've heard, Andy, but Adrian Lewis, the darts player, got into a bit of a scrap with Peter Snakebite Wright last week.
Yeah, he did.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
What do you know why he is this, why the snake, why he's got the snake thing going? Do you know the history of it? Why is he snake? Was he bitten by a snake or something?
I think he was bitten by a snake and it made his hair stick up and turn into a different colour. I think that's where it was.
So the snake bite kind of gave him his darts power?
Yeah, I think a multitude of effects from the snake bite, yeah. It's like a Marvel comic origin story, isn't it, really?
No one is sure, Andy, what the fight was about, the background to it, but I might be able to shed some light on it because I was at Slaughter's restaurant the day before.
All right, okay.
And then we're both in there.
Right.
Yeah, so I was in the Ali Pali area getting a broken coil on me ray gun repaired in an MOT at Knock John's Armoury, an old-fashioned sweet shop. A nice combination, that, isn't it, Andy?
Lovely, yeah.
Ray guns and the old-fashioned sweets.
Can I just say, is this a bit that I have to contribute to, or is this...
I can't remember, but if it is, we'll come to that point. I literally can't remember.
Okay, you haven't sent me anything, that's all.
Yeah, the old-fashioned sweet shop.
Do you remember pineapple chunks? Do you remember them? Used to make the roof of your mouth right sore with the rough edges. So you had to put it in your hanky to take a breather. And then when you went to blow your nose, the sweet would get stuck in your brass hand mechanism. So you would spend hours picking it off with your good hand and miss the parent teacher's evening. Do you remember that?
Anyway, I dropped the ray gun off and Chalfont Redmire was the operative on duty that day. Mm-hmm. And he had a lovely... he's all snakey today. He had a lovely snake head medallion around his neck.
Oh.
Just a detail that. I noticed. Said it would be at about an hour to fit the coil and complete the MOT. I'm actually thinking of selling... the ray gun and upgrading it to one with a stun setting, Andy. What do you reckon?
I would if I were you, because you've had no but grief with it over the years, continually taking it back to get it repaired.
I'll just use We Buy Any Ray Gun, probably.
Get shot of it as quick as you can, yeah.
Saves a bit of time, doesn't it? I mean, who wants strangers coming round your house and prodding and talking your ray gun down, to get a cheaper
just
price?
Just leave it out your front step. The scrap man will take it away.
So I pop into Slaughter's, slip into a booth next to the one where Adrian and Snakebite are, sat giving their orders to the waiter. So you're quite right, Andy. I think you've got quite a lot to do in this one. So shall I do that now?
Please do that now, yeah. Right, ready when you are.
Anyway, so I pop into Slaughter's, slip into the booth next to the one where Adrian Lewis and Peter Snakebite Writer sat, giving their orders to the waiter. Adrian's the first one to speak.
Oh, you love this place, Peter. Oh, it's a mecca for the sweetest meats and the tastiest residues. If blood has flowed through it, they will cook it without fucking hesitation. Now run us through your specials.
For starter, we are offering a broth made from the nasal cartilage of a pig, served with crispy, refried duck ears. It's very fucking intense.
Oh, fuck you, meaty temptress. My tits have rotated 180 degrees and my arse pimples are bursting at the prospect. I'll have two of them, please. What about you, Peter?
No, not for me. You got any nachos or dirty fries?
Keep your fucking voice down, sir. We won't have talk of carbs in this establishment.
Fuck off.
No, you fuck off, sir. You can have the patty if the broth is not your thing.
What sort of pate is it?
Goose tongue.
Does it come with toast?
Listen, mate, I've already given you a warning about carbs. One more mention and I'll have to dab you in the run, Crags. Be fucking heave. No, sir, the pate is served on a slice of deep-fried crispy owl flange.
Oh, fuck, that's got me popping. I'll have a couple of them and all.
I'll pass on the starter. What's the main?
The main course is 9 inches cubed of aged and hardened rabbit buttocks served in a shroud fashioned from the gusset of Ron Cragg's cook and trousers. A chisel is provided to penetrate the cube.
Oh, fuck, my guts are tumultuous. It's as if I've swallowed a tornado. I'll have two of them with a side of otter knuckles.
Does it come with chips or mash?
Right, that's it. You've had your warnings. Run! Get out here. We've got a carb warrior on the premises.
Oh, fuck, Peter, fuck, now you've had it. Carbs is like a red rag to Cragsy, and he's been on the crystal meth all morning. You are for it.
Yeah, but you look after me, won't you?
No chance. Ron Crags is an animal. You're on your own now, mate.
Ron arrives at the table.
I bet you, what the fuck is going on here? I would break the middle of flying off some cartilage.
This bloke here has done a 3-strike carb mention. Careful with that hammer, Ron.
How fucking dare he? Hold on, he's got a fucking snake on his head. Let's kill it and get it on the slow boil.
Well, Ron takes a swipe at Peter's head, missing narrowly on account of his bent vision, and Peter takes the opportunity to scarper out of the restaurant. Peter says as he goes,
"Thanks for backing us up there, ape man."
Where's he gone? Where's he gone? I want that snake!
And Ron runs out of the restaurant to search for him. So anyway, I waited around half an hour, but Ron didn't return, so the waiter announced,
"I'm afraid Ron has gone maverick, folks, so I will have to terminate the sitting. So, very, very fucking sorry."
Yeah, so that was that. I went back to the ray gun shop. The door was open, and I immediately saw Chalfont Redmire was slumped over the counter, bleeding from a wound on his head.
And next
to him was the chain from the snake medallion.
Oh, my God.
You know what's happened there? Ron's seen the snake.
Gone at them, hasn't he?
I phoned 999, left a note asking for them just to forward the email to my home address, you know?
Yeah, so somebody will deal with that, I guess, yeah.
There'll be someone there at Knocker John's who deals with that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's not a one-man operation. They'll have someone who'll take over. One of the staff's been killed.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
We get a lot of correspondence from people asking to recommend Christmas gifts.
Yeah,
this time of year. So there's a couple that I'd like to run by you to see what you think, if you'd recommend them as
all
well.
Right.
There's the inflatable choir. This is exclusive to Wilkinson's. 18-member choir. Inflates in seconds and it sings 12 songs. So you can join in with that if you're on your
What's
own.
What's the dimensions, Andy? Do you know?
It's a very wide choir, unfortunately. They're not in a group, they're in a line. So it's probably about 35 foot long.
Oh, right. It's bullshit then, is it?
It's an
I
outdoor.
I thought it was just...
It's an outdoor choir, let's be honest. It's not for indoors. But you get what you pay for. It's only $9.99. There's the Laser King 1500, which removes stains and headaches just by pointing at the affected area.
Right.
So if you've got a stain, point your laser at it. If you've got a headache, obviously stick it in your ear hole. I've seen Eamon Holmes advertising that, so it must be good.
I'll have one of them, thanks.
Take one of them. And finally...
I'll take one of them.
There's the Draft Dalek. It's a 2-foot Dalek. It's a bit like, you know, them robot vacuum cleaners that go around.
Oh, yeah.
On your floor. It's like one of them, but it's a Dalek, and it just goes around detecting drafts in the house.
Oh, right.
And it's got, like, a series of alerts. Like, it'll go, like, we need a draft excluder for the kitchen door. Or, has someone left a window open? Or even, it's like the fucking North Pole in here. So, that's the draft Dalek. And that is $19.99.
I'll take a draft Dalek and a headache ray gun, the laser gun.
A draft tank. Dalek and a Laser King 1500. Good. Productive piece, that, then.
So, Andrew, hold on, I've got to interrupt you because we've got Paul Scholes on the line now.
No! No! I don't want to look at your toe! Just get on with it! I don't spy in while you do it!
Paul, can you hear me?
Oh, sorry, I was just talking to the window cleaner. Hello, yeah, I'm here.
Right, no problem. So, your old club Manchester United have been in the news lately, what, with Solskjaer leaving?
I don't think so, pal.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, where did you hear that, then?
Well, I was all over the place, Sky Sports News.
Sky Sports News? Oh, you're one of those slaves to the mainstream media, are you?
Yeah, but it's true, it's in the papers as well. Come on, Paul.
Oh, the papers. The papers, or as I call them, the sheep's Bible. Bah! Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, right, has not been sacked by Manchester United, as it is physically impossible.
But what do you mean, Paul?
I was over there in the first place, was he? It doesn't even exist. Ask me who the manager of Manchester United has been for the last 10 years.
All right, OK. Who is the manager of Manchester United?
Paul Scholes.
No, it isn't. Come on.
Paul Scholes has been a manager of Manchester United since 2011, and any other information you may have ingested into your lazy brain since then is an establishment lie.
I'm sorry, Paul, but this just sounds like more of your nonsense.
Say what you like, pal, but it's the truth. It's my truth, therefore you are obliged to believe it.
Paul, you're not making any sense, man.
Yeah, you know why that is, don't you? Your truth receptors have been jammed. It's a fact that every microwave oven and air fryer in this country has been hacked and rerouted by Infinity Rocket Plastics. They call it a hot Derek, and that's why...
Oh, it sounds... I've lost my connection with Paul there. That's a pity. Did you hear much of that, Andy?
I caught the end of it where he said something about hot Derek.
Didn't he?
Yeah,
that?
He definitely mentioned the hot Derek. I think he's trying to expose something with Infinity Rocket Plastics, but I don't know, we lost him,
oh,
sadly.
Oh, they're clean as a whistle, that lot, Andy. Clean as a whistle.
Well, you say that, but, I mean, I'll take your word for it, I guess.
Crime Files.
The The small Cheshire hamlet of Waitling is an old Saxon settlement famous for its mullion-windowed high street and 14th century coaching inn, once reputedly a favoured destination for Henry VIII. Life is slow-paced and sleepy. Crime something that the residents only see on their TVs. That was until the 24th of September 2021, when everything was to change.
Shit, where's it gone? Fuck. Sorry.
In a small converted Sunday school at the end of the high street could be found the nonsense pottery of Mr. Neil Hunt. A confirmed bachelor, he resided alone in the flat above his workshop. It was 7:30 in the morning and Neil Hunt was still in his pyjamas enjoying a mug of coffee and a nice hot pudding standing beside his kiln.
Ah, this is absolutely perfect. Nice and cosy and no customers for at least an hour.
Suddenly the door to the workshop burst open and in strode Jordan Henderson and Jordan Pickford. Neil didn't turn around but simply shouted,
I'm not open yet. The opening times are clearly displayed on the front door. Please return when you're in compliance with the aforementioned opening times. Goodbye.
Neil could sense that his unexpected customers had not left the shop as instructed. He turned to address them.
Jesus Christ! Are you a couple of squaddies still drunk from last night's shenanigans or something?
Jordan Henderson responded,
Nah, don't drink the daisies. Too much ballast and you sunk. What's not the lake if you keep it countryside or on Red Hot Lake?
What is the matter with you, man? You aren't making any sense whatsoever. Do you need help of some sort? Because you can't phone from here. I don't have a phone. Go out and get out and go back to your barracks.
Jordan Pickford. Do you want to do Jordan Pickford?
I got the script. You just do it.
He's very Sunderland, isn't he? Sunderland, lad, aye? Don't be like that, mate. We just wanted to buy some knick-knacks and tatty figures for our wives, you know, cos we didn't get back home last night, you know, cos with what being out on the lash and that.
Look, I've told you, the shop isn't open yet, and especially so for a couple of Todd warriors like you. Now go on, get out, out!
Well, you gotta help us? Shit might hit various fans and grudges old and imagined. Might envelop us, misery and regret, date and walnut.
What me mate is trying to say, cos, is that, you know, we could like be in right bother if we don't go home, cos, without an apology gift, like, you know, you're the only shop with a light on, and to be honest, our only hope.
One Kenobi.
Aye, very good, John.
You seem to be acting under the misapprehension that I actually give a fuck about your domestic situations.
How much? And them big red hearts with the arrows through them and the dog dirt on top.
Dog dirt? You think that's a dog dirt? It's a Corinthian scroll with curved indents. Can you not see I'm eating a hot pudding? Now fuck off, you pair of squaddy Herberts, before it gets cold.
Right, that's it. I've had enough insult thrown, received, and now comes the Reaper. Release the Pickford.
With this instruction, Jordan Pickford ran at Neil Hunt and slide-tackled him at knee height, sending him hurtling to the floor.
Oh! Sorry.
Henderson picked up Neil Hunt's pudding and started spooning it into his mouth.
Oh, yeah, nice warm pudding. Flip side is you're on the deck and another Pickford release is on the cards that you yet to smelt or dealt with.
Christ, that hurt. This Pickford is a fucking nightmare. Are his brains made of compost? You'd better get out now. I don't think you know who you're dealing with. My brother's business partner owns a magnesium ribbon factory, and that shit is highly fucking flammable. Releasing the Pickford cross punch in 5, 4, 3, no, please, no. Why is it always little old me? I once donated 4 tins of rhubarb to the Harvest Festival, and I've got a Jesus Saves magnet on my stepladder.
So, Coz, how much are the big red hearts with the scrolls on top, then?
£5,000 each, but you can have both for £9,000. Just leave me alone.
That's better be better. You want Mr. Hunt for Red October. He's the cash. Keep it country style. Don't you want me, baby? Goodbye. The footballers left the shop with their dog dirt hearts, and Neil slowly raised himself up off the pottery floor.
Ha! Fucking ha! Those giant hearts were marked up at £500, and for the life of me, the scrolls are indistinguishable from Dog Todd. Ha ha! I'm Neil Hunt, and I'm loving my life.
And Andrew, that is something that really happened.
That is something that really happened, and beautifully brought to life as well. And a little reference to the human leg in there as well, which I enjoyed immensely.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I'm still watching the Beatles on a loop, Andy, you know?
Yeah.
On my third look.
On your third time now.
I know a lot of people who are listening might not have seen it, but have you got a favourite moment?
My actual favourite moment is a very short one, and it's that little bit where you see Yoko Ono and Linda McCartney having a nice little chat together.
That's a nice moment.
And they've both got a lovely smile on their face.
Yeah.
It just looks really... It flies in the face of, you know, the...
Received wisdom of it, yeah.
Received wisdom, that's the phrase I was looking for, yeah. Thank you very much for helping me out there with the words. Yeah, that's my favourite bit, but it's just there isn't a bit of it that I couldn't just watch over and over again. Like I said on Twitter last week, for the rest of my life, literally for the rest of my life, I'm going to be able to put that thing on at any point in it and just watch it for maybe 20 minutes, half an hour, and my mood's going to be lifted, and I know it's there to do that, to serve that purpose, and it's a thing of wonder.
Do you think it's kind of like almost like a new thing? It's like a... I don't know whether genre is even the right word. Like it's like feels like a new thing. Like a reality movie. Do you know what I mean?
It could be something like that. I think it's because there is all the history of the Beatles and everything has already been put out, kind of thing, other than outtakes and alternate versions and stuff. This is a completely new, massive chunk of them being the Beatles.
Yeah.
Just danging around and being the Beatles. And it's like, I don't know, it's just it's a major historical artifact as far as I'm concerned. If you're not into the Beatles, you probably won't be into it, but for me, it's just treasure.
I think one thing that's interesting about it, Andy, is because of how beautiful it looks, technologically, you know, it's a beautiful, like, 4HD KY CCTV imagery.
Yeah.
And because their dress... their fashion looks perfectly pertinent now. It's very interesting because you usually watch historic things like through a bit of a historic, you know, lens, you know, because of the clothing and the quality of the film. But this feels like it could have been made last week, doesn't it?
That's the thing. It feels like you're in the room almost, doesn't it? Especially with the way it's shot with cameras kind of being all over the place. Not keen on the director, Michael Lindsay-Hogg. Not keen on his input.
If you're not keen... I think it's in the first one, Andy. If the next time you watch it, do keep your eyes open for the full-length shot of him from sort of profile shot of him with his jeans tucked into his boots and the size of his fucking ass.
This is a big ass.
Fucking hell.
Good. Oh, look out for that. Speaking of big asses, which I know is a recurring theme on this podcast, did you watch the snooker at the weekend?
I'm not a snooker watcher, Andy.
The final of the current tournament was one of the contestants was Luca Bressel, I think he's called, a Belgian lad, and he had a very full arse. And of course, they wear quite tight fitting trousers in the snooker, so it was very apparent at all times. He lost, so it might have hindered him. I'm not sure, but with him being Belgian, it was very reminiscent of Eden Hazard's arse, which we've spoken about before.
Yeah,
which also is a very full arse. So I don't know if it's a Belgian thing or a Belgian sporting thing. I'm not sure.
Maybe.
But maybe it needs more investigation. But next time he's on, I'll give you a shout. You can have
a look. Thank you, because I don't want to miss that sort of stuff. I mean, you've got Pickford's. Pickford's is remarkably high. It's almost got a shelf. And I like that. I like a high ass that forms itself into a shelf. So No, I'll keep an eye out for that. There must be some big ones in the darts, but their shirts tend to cover it up, don't they?
Well, I mean, I'm really looking forward to the World Darts Championship, or as some people call it, Christmas.
The Christmas darts, yeah. I cannot wait, Andy.
It starts on the 15th.
And, could I ask you a question? What do you think's worse, the Christmas break in the Christmas darts or the international break in the football?
I'm not asked about the international break in the football. It's got to be the Christmas darts break.
It's heartbreaking, isn't it?
Feels like you lose a limb because you're just getting into the second round. It's just getting exciting and then just take it away for 3 days.
Ah, well.
Heartbreaking. Well, I think that's enough for us for this for now.
We should try and get a nice bumper Christmas one together.
We'll attempt more throughout the month, I think, hopefully. Yeah, it's been lovely. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah, thank you, everyone. See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Cheerio.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.